Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. One of my favorite business books over the years has been Good to Great by Jim Collins, and in that book, he writes the following. The coaching staff of a high school cross-country running team got together for dinner after winning its second state championship in 2 years. The program had been transformed in the previous 5 years from good, maybe top 20 or 30 in the state, to great, consistent contenders for the state championship on both the boys' and the girls' teams. I don't get it, said one of the coaches. Why is it that we're so successful? Why, we don't work any harder than other teams, and what we do is just so simple. Why does it work? He was referring to their simple strategy. We run best at the end. We run best at the end of workouts. We run best at the end of races, and we run best at the end of the season when it counts most. Everything is geared to this simple idea, and the coaching staff knows how to create this effect better than any other team in the state. For example, they place a coach at the 2-mile mark of a 3.1-mile race to collect data as the runners go fast. Then the coaches calculate not how fast the runners go, but how many competitors they pass at the end of the race from mile 2 to the finish. And the kids learn how to pace themselves and race with confidence. We run best at the end. In a tough race, don't quit, friend. Sooner or later, you'll reach the point where your hard work during lean times will pay off. After Nehemiah and Ezra led their people to rebuild Jerusalem, they had a great day of celebration just 52 days after the work had begun. You know why? Because first, life can be tough. Don't give up. I mean, don't miss this. Nehemiah's rebuilding project involved everyone. Moms, dads, grandpas, grandparents, children, kids, teenagers, everybody. All of them knew how tough life could be. They had known a lot of discouragement. They'd known a lot of disappointment. No doubt. They were probably numb to the entire experience. Don't give up on the patience meter. Don't go dry on the love and laughter well. Don't even stop teaching them the values that are important to you and important to God. And secondly, listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The reason you don't have to give up is that He will carry you. He's the real deal. This incredible little phrase, the joy of the Lord is your strength, is just one of the most amazing promises. I don't want you to miss this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Listen to it another way. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Did you hear the difference? The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. See that? Sometimes it's the same phrase, but it's saying something different. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of your Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. But the real emphasis sounds like this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You hear it again? The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you're a parent, listen, your strength is limited, but the Lord, no limited. Are your financial resources limited? Sometimes not very well. Listen to me. The Lord's strength is unlimited. Can your health falter and leave you weak and tired? Well, yeah, of course it can. Perhaps it already has. But the Lord's strength, however, is perfect and complete. Our confidence in God is at all times the only strength we know. On this Monday, allow our joy to well up and know that our joy can never be extinguished because the joy of the Lord is your strength. If that's a new idea for you, it's a great day to start claiming the joy of the Lord is my strength. Practically, you know what it means? That you put God first in all things, and He blesses and keeps you. Read your Bible, know your Bible, pray your Bible, be with God's people, get absolutely immersed in the things of God, and then know the joy that comes from being so well grounded in the Word. My friend, I hope your Monday is awesome, and you're just going to kill it out there. My prayer is that you go back and Google the story of Nehemiah and find that where people literally were mutually accountable, experiencing the joy of the Lord was their strength. Have a great Monday. I am so grateful that you take the time to listen to these podcasts each day. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you do that. Feel free to share them as well. Share these podcasts on your social media network and beyond. God bless you. Have a great Monday. Bye.